With Chris, Zeke, Ham, and Warren Soylent Wilanski. Good day and welcome to episode 50 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, Chris, Zeke, Ham, and Warren Soylent Wilanski,
a living book in a world without books,
discuss the menu selections at the mythical Montreal Hamburger Eatery. Mr. Steer. Soylent can't quite make up his mind about what to order. Zeke insists on getting sautéed onions with his hamburger platter, and lurking nearby is the ever-present question of the orange stuff.
So yes, we got the salad. But isn't it supposed to have the brown stuff on it?
There is the brown stuff.
The orange stuff, recipe. Yes. The number 6 plus, yes. Which is Mr. Steer Burger Supreme Platter, 2 Steer Burgers, 1 top with the finest melted cheese and the other with 2 strips of bacon, served with Suzy Q French fries. And so what is it that you normally have here?
Well, I mean, I usually would just get the burger or the cheeseburger, the Suzy Q fries, but, it's a tough one, because if we're really here just to eat burgers, how much fries do I really need?
You can have some of mine.
I know.
At which point, if you don't want fries, don't go for the fries, have some of mine. And so, yeah, there's the, I also don't understand why they don't go in numeric order. It goes 6, 19.
Probably the popularity. I think at a certain point they probably realized what was the most popular and they reordered them based on that.
But they didn't change the numbers? I figured that'd be simple enough.
I don't know. What are you going to do, the 6 plus?
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking the 6 plus, although now I'm seeing the Royal, which is the served with sautéed onions. So I might get some sautéed onions on the side and just go completely over the top. And so yeah, we have the 6 plus, which I've mentioned, the number 19, which is... What? No, that... Yeah, that ruins that. Number 19 would not be the second one on the list, then.
No, that's not what I would go for.
I know, but if you say that it's in popularity order, number 19, the veggie burger, wouldn't be number 2.
From my experience, but I mean, who knows, maybe it is.
And the Mr. Diet Burger?
Yeah, no, I'm not going Diet Burger.
Okay, no, that I realize.
Melba Toast? I mean, if you're talking about original burgers, you want to go for something original? Just, if anybody's ever coming to this restaurant, you want something original, the Diet Burger, Steer Burger, cottage cheese, Melba Toast, and tomato. How that's diet,
yes.
I don't know, but...
It's got the cottage cheese and the Melba Toast.
Okay, so that makes it a diet. But it's still got the 1/4 pounder of meat, so... I think what I'm going to do, the number 6, but not the 6 plus.
Okay.
6 is then it's just the 2 burgers, no fries. Then again, you know what? I'm gonna do the 6 plus and see what happens.
Okay, I'm gonna put some orange stuff on my salad.
Pour moi, le numéro 6 plus, mais saignante. Et si je peux avoir mon bacon et mon cheese sur un burger et l'autre nature. C'est pas grave du tout.
Et pour moi, le 6 plus aussi.
La
medium.
Avec
Pour moi, oui.
Actually, no tomato, no lettuce, but can I get the grilled onions?
Pas de problème. Okay.
Merci. See, this little salad before the meal, that's a classic thing in Mr. Steer. That's the one thing I remember as a kid, specifically always getting this, but they also, at that point, they'd put the French dressing on top.
Yes.
Step 6 is now on the mark. Your cursor will get you back. You're afraid on hope.
Burgers arrive.
And now we get complicated because I don't think there's any way I can do this eating one-handed.
You still have a mic stand for yourself?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we're going to try something. Okay, there we go. That. Oh. It's almost like a Walensky's.
Little burgers.
Well, no, in terms of, I have a top and a bottom.
Oh, you have the top and the bottom.
And so now I have two tops.
Yeah, same thing on the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yes, now I think I should be able to pull this off.
Okay, I've got
to
do pickles. Pickles is a big thing for me.
Just want to ride my motorcycle.
That I agree. However, one-handed.
Mm-hmm. You want to have be as clean as possible.
I'll put the pickles on the one that isn't getting the cheese and the bacon. Oh, you dress both of yours at the same time?
I gotta be prepared. I want to be prepared so that when I finish one, I can delve right into the other one right away.
Okay.
All right. So no mustard, no ketchup. Oh no, I'm gonna do mustard, no ketchup, no mayonnaise.
No, the mayonnaise for me is for the fries. The bacon is a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon has been hanging out on the side of the grill for a little bit too long.
Mm.
However, the hamburger itself is very nice. Is yours? How's yours?
Mm. I took my first bite. I said last time, medium, cooked all the way through, so no kink in there, but it's actually quite a bit juicy from the last time I remember it.
No, last time I think I'd asked for mine blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to the opposite extreme. It's a little bit too raw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why rare it is where, to me, yeah, you can still taste the burger, still taste the cheese. The bacon is, yes, a little bit overpowering.
A little bit tight.
Yes.
A little bit tough. Mm-hmm. But clearly the one good thing is it's fresh bacon. Like, you can taste it. They actually cooked it here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't pre-packaged, pre-cooked.
I just expected more number six pluses before the hockey game.
True enough.
Yeah, that's good. Although now switching to the other side is the sort of thing where I realize the consistency of the hamburger is very mushy. It's, you can't see the or it says, I think one of the pieces of paper is the sort of crumble factor. There's no way this hamburger is ever going to crumble.
No, because, I mean, it is, I mean, the way I remember it always being made, is it was made more like a meatball. Now, it's a little bit more of like a burger, but as a kid, I remember it feeling more like a meatball, a big meatball. And it is, I mean, when you look at the bun, it's a small bun. It's a high burger. It's not a low burger. It's not a thin burger. It's quite a thick burger, even if it's small.
No, but there I'm talking in terms of sort of like the interior, where if it's a coarse grind, and or if it's coarse grind and if it's salted as it's being cooked, you can still see the little worms of the grind
right
within. In this, it's not at all possible to see any sort of thing other than sort of like just almost like a puree of beef. Although yours would be slightly different because yours is cooked and mine isn't.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 50 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Chris Zeke Hand and Warren Silent Walensky.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Ordered and started to eat not one, but two number six plus platters at the salubrious Montreal hamburger heaven known as Mr. Steer. Join them next week as they discuss hamburger integrity, the salting of the beef, and what other ingredients might be in the Mr. Steer recipe. Don't miss Soylent stating how he views a hamburger bun as a delivery service.
Mr. Rogers, speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Will our heroes be able to finish their Suzy Q French fries? How much chewing goes on? And what about Zeke's pickles?
Just wanna ride my motorcycle.
Find the answers to these and other questions 7 days from now in episode 51 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel. Mr. Steer is located at 1198 St. Catherine Street West. Their phone number is 866-3233, and they are open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night and midnight on weekends. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the fabulous Bloaters, Cheech and Chong, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.